So thank you. And as someone who is trying to help support virtual graduations on a county level, my thoughts are with you. And as you know, you're trying to navigate through the testing and the NCAA stuff too. I mean, that's all amazing. So job well done.
Thank you.
Well, great job as always. Really appreciate it. Because during these times, sometimes you've got to just sort of shoot from the hip a little bit and make things happen because there's no roadmap. So thank you for all you're doing, and I like the NCAA. That's really. I've always thought that in our types of program, there's a good niche for those scholar athlete kind of students. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for your leadership.
Thank you, Dale. Any comments?
Yeah, just Christine, appreciate your presentation and real important moment for them, and thank you for your attention.
Great. Thank you so much, Christine, for that great report. Really appreciate it. Okay, moving on to 10.2 Paycheck Protection Program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Ricky. We want to go ahead and talk about it over. I think it's better, but we'll get that out. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Carl later. From the idea, so if we can have Carl on the screen, great.
Hi, can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. So what I'm presenting here is the participation of Northern California Charter Collaborative in the Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP, which was authorized under the $2.3 trillion CARES Act that passed in March by the federal government to help alleviate the fiscal impact of COVID-19. So the way the PPP works is it basically provides a loan for NorCal. It's a $121,000 loan. It has a 2-year term at a 1% interest rate. But the important piece is that if the school uses it on payroll, benefits, rent, and utilities, which is our plan to do, then that loan becomes fully forgiven, and it turns into a grant that the school can use to help weather the impact of COVID-19-related fiscal uncertainty over the next year or two. As the governor's new revise came out today, a couple hours ago, and is proposing up to a 10% funding cut, we feel that the need for this PPP loan is even stronger than ever, just to make sure that the school has enough resources to fully fund its programs and maintain its staff over the coming year as the impact of COVID-19 continues to hit the state budget. Because of the size of the loan for NorCal, the federal government has offered what's called a safe harbor. Because it's under $2 million, they're saying that the certification that the board is making now, that these funds are necessary in the face of uncertainty related to COVID-19 in order to continue operations, that becomes a safe harbor, and the federal government relies on that certification, and there won't be further review or audit or investigation of the school after that initial certification is made. They have said for larger PPPs, there may be some additional review by the SBA. That's not the case for Northern California Charter Collaborative. So that said, I think the main certification, and Kurt and our team and Christine have all talked with legal counsel to make sure that this is holds water and is valid. But the main certification that the board is being asked to make today is that current economic uncertainty makes this loan request necessary to support the ongoing operations of the applicant. And from a financial perspective, I can certainly say that given the current economic uncertainty, especially as was reinforced today by Governor Newsom's May revise, we do think that it's necessary not to make payroll in the next few weeks, but to ensure that you have enough resources in the face of deferrals, state funding cuts, all the other things that could happen, so that the school can continue its operations over the next year without interruption or having to cut programs or staff. So I hope that provides a kind of an overview of the PPP. The slides offer a little more background on that, but that's the essence of it. So I'll turn it over to questions, if there's any questions about how the PPP works or any of the discussion items that I've talked about.
Thank you so much for your report, Carl. It's a very welcome safety net, because this next year I think is going to be a little bit rough.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Are there any questions, David?
No, at this time, I've heard the questions already. Carl, thank you, so much for work on this.
Kelly, do you have any questions?
No questions, just a thank you. I appreciate the thorough presentation, and like what you said, knowing what is lying ahead of us, I think that it's definitely something that is in need of our consideration.
Yes, thank you.
Steve, do you have any comments or questions?
Oh, just a quick comment. It's a great safety net, and just for the new board members just stepping on, Carl and his organization are absolutely outstanding in everything they do. I mentioned earlier today, I don't think I've ever worked with a financial individual like Carl, who's just spectacular. So we're in great hands with his organization. So thank you, Carl, for all you're doing.
Thank you, Steve. No pressure, right?
No, Dale.
And Dale, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I just appreciate the report, and you're right on track that we need to be prepared for the unstable environment ahead.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Kurt, do I need to have any kind of motion on anything?
No, it was discussed. Okay. We'll have a vote later on. It's just nice that Carl can present that context. And he's worked really, really hard. I don't want to add up the number of hours after 5 p.m. and even quarter in our organization to get this to where it is. And it's a good process, so we'll have a voting item coming up here real soon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you
so much, Carl.
Appreciate it.
All right, so that brings us up to 10.3, the 2020-2021 board meeting calendar, first reading.
Yeah, again, this is an information item. Thank you, board members, as we want to maintain our kind of our cadence and our rhythm here going into 2020-2021. This is our first reading, but what we're going to suggest is that we continue with our board meetings on the second Thursday. 4 o'clock seems to be a better time for everyone, and we want to get double-checked. Keep in mind in April that date might move because of spring break, but we'll bring this back in June for our final reading.
Okay, great. That brings us to number 11, consent calendar. All right, so.
Rich, if you want to do them all, meaning that if you want to go with 11.1 all the way to 11.6, that would work.
Yes, that would be great.
Yeah.
So we have approval of the consent calendar business financial services, and consent calendar education student services. I need a motion to approve.
Dale Marson, so moved.
And a second?
Second.
I'll take a roll call vote. David?
He might be in a bad spot where he's in his home. I know that his reception is working off his phone. And,
okay.
There we go. It was cutting out. I couldn't hear. I apologize.
No problem. David, we're taking a roll call vote to approve.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Yes, I vote aye.
Kelly?
David, I thought there maybe for a minute you were cutting out on us early.
I'm not going to lie. I'm about to leave the battery on my device right now. So I just cut out. That is, and I don't come back. That is the reason why.
Nothing personal. I vote aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And I vote aye. All right, so it has been unanimously approved. On to item 12 and 12.1, Business Financial Services, approval of the 2020-2021 A Plus Membership California Pacific Charter Schools, number 2037. Any discussion on this?
You just want to go ahead and get a motion on this, Ricky, in a second.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
All right. So we need a motion to approve. Do I have one from the
final commission?
All right. And a second?
Dale, second.
Okay. And then discussion.
Yeah. Thank you, Ricky, for turning this over. I've had a chance to learn a lot about A+. And I think as we look at charter schools, you definitely want to associate with the top-notch organizations that can provide professional development resources, really be advocates for charter schools. And I was thoroughly impressed last year. I went to a conference, and Jeff Rice, who really is an A+ top-notch individual, he really works closely with our organization. And as I look at the fiscal impact for California Pacific Charter School is $3,286. It's well worth it. The reason I say that is that with this network, anytime, anywhere, we can get information really, really quickly. Christine is very, very connected. And again, as we do that, I know this is a great investment.
All right. You can call the vote. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was a question or something coming from before. All right, so David, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Kelly?
I vote aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Gail?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So it has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 12.2. Approval of the 2020-2021 Online Purchasing System and Library Resources OPS Services Agreement, California Pacific Charter School 2037. We need a motion from the floor, please.
Mm-hmm. Dale,
Steve.
Okay, and a second, please.
Yes, Steve, second.
Okay. Any discussion on this?
On this item here, as we look at our online purchasing system and library resources, as we look at serving our homeschool students and we look at all the needs with our vendors, this is an integral part of what Christine needs and the entire team to be successful. When we look at the fiscal impact, it's $7,938.
All right. All those in favor, David?
Maybe he should add to the chat box. I'm not sure. He's having a heck of a time with his phone.
Okay, Kelly?
I vote aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So, I don't know how we should put David's vote down there.
Probably to play it safe, I would just say that he may be abstained or absent. Just for
okay. That. Yes, I'll put an absent on that vote.
Great, thank you. 12.3, approval of the Federal Stimulus Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, resolution, California Pacific Charter Schools. I need a motion.
So moved, Gail.
And a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion?
Yes, Carl Yoder did a fantastic job, and we feel very confident from our legal counsel, from our leadership team, everything that we've done, that we want to make sure as we look at the increased enrollment in Sonoma, that we want to retain our staff. Again, we're going to be very open as far as our expenditures and our revenue, so we feel real good about this. As we look at the income or the revenue, It's going to be $121,335.
All right. All those in favor? David? Kelly?
I vote aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. The motion carries. Okay. On to 13.1, Personnel Services, approval of employment agreement for Christine Freya, Executive Director, California Pacific Charter School. I need a motion from the floor.
I'll make a motion.
And a second?
Steve, second.
All right, any discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Ricky, for turning this over. I've had the opportunity to work with Christine over the past 4 years, and I can tell you that she is that North Star. Christine is, as we know, that she's got a high level of trust, integrity, worth ethic is off the charts, and I've seen her growth in several different areas, that she is literally fearless. And Christine always has the best interest of our students, her employees, and typically what we've done in our organization is that we've offered our executive directors a one-year employment agreement at will, and we're now at the point that I know deep in my head and deep in my heart that we want to do our best to retain our leadership team. That'll provide us some bandwidth as we continue to flourish over the next several years. And this is a contract that's 2 years. I basically took my contract and we ran it by legal. Corey Amador, our director of HR, and I, we just kind of continued to look at the fine details, ran it by Christine. It's really, really solid. And as we look at it going into 2020-2021, the base salary will be $143,560, and then we go to the next year with a 3% raise. That would go to $153,440. And also, we have a mechanism in place that really the board will have a final say when we look at our state funding levels to determine if we can go ahead and honor that. But again, I'm just very, very pleased with her work ethic and just being associated with her. And the other thing, too, as we go through the evaluation process, Christine is always open to feedback. She's very coachable, and she always has the best interest of everyone as she makes decisions. So, again, I just feel real strong about this recommendation.
Thank you for that. And we'll take this to a vote. David? I think he was absent now. Kelly?
A resounding yes. This is well deserved.
Steve?
Yes, well deserved. Aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 14 and 14.1. Policy development, approval of board policies. Student services, transgender and gender nonconforming student non-discrimination policy. Mm-hmm. I need a motion from the floor, please.
Make a motion.
And a second?
Dale, second.
All right, and discussion.
Yeah, thank you, Ricky. We've had, you know, behind the scenes, we have a lot of people that work on our policies, and Gretchen Chamberlain has done sensational work. So, Gretchen, I want to go ahead and turn it over to you.
Thank you. And, Ricky, honestly, I'm so impressed right now. You seem like you have been running board meetings for years. So, nice work.
Well, thank you, but I have to tell you, I was telling Kevin in my junior high school class.
Well, whatever it is, it's like you've been here forever, so.
Thank you.
So anyways, across our schools and our collaborative, we do have transgender and nonconforming students enrolled in our programs. And most recently, we've had a few requests for students to use different names on their diplomas. So this sort of bore this policy, and one of the main things that we do is differentiate the difference between an official document and an unofficial document. So, you know, letting our students know where they can go ahead and use a name of choice versus where they need to be using what their legal name is. But even on a more broad level, really just in compliance with Title IX, we want to ensure that we're providing an environment that's safe, free from harassment, safe from discrimination for any and all of the students that we serve, and that we as a school, we want to respect their gender identity, the identity that our students wish to identify with. So that's where this policy has been put into place. Does anybody have any questions on it? And I will say on a side note that with this policy, we do counsel students to make sure that they are aware that some possible repercussions of having different names on different documents, and you know what effect that could have on the long term.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Now this is, I'm really happy that you did work on this. So thank you very much for that. Anyone else have any questions? Kelly?
I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you. I think it's extremely important to put the safeguards and procedures in place for all of our students. And this is a group that's often marginalized, so it's nice to see that they've got somebody in their corner. So thank you.
Great. Steve, any comments or questions?
No, Steve, once again, thank you so much for doing this. This is so important and valuable. It's really it's a safeguard and gives those our students an avenue if they want to take that path. So thank you so much for your hard work and dedication on this, and it's very much appreciated.
Thank you. And Dale, do you have any questions or comments?
No comments.
Great. All right, so we'll take this to the vote. David, I think he's not here. Kelly?
I vote aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye, so it has passed. Thank you so much, Gretchen.
Mm-hmm.
14.2, approval of parent and family engagement school policy, California Pacific Charter Schools 2037. I need a motion.
So moved, Steve.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Kurt, discussion?
Yeah, thank you so much. Again, I want to turn it over to Christine or Erica, because I know they continue to fine-tune their policies, and go ahead and provide the board with a brief overview. Christine, are you there? Are you on mute?
My phones are double muted, sorry, because I have my phone and the computer. There's a lot of technology today. Sorry about that. So this policy is because we are going to begin taking Title I funds in the 2021 school year, and there's various sort of hoops to jump through and policies you have to have in place and ways to identify students and make sure that you're getting the proper parent engagement, community engagement, feedback, et cetera, in order to identify and support these students. And so I just want to give a shout out to Moana. I don't think she's on the call. She's our special projects coordinator, and she has really been walking me through like our CSI and Title I funds for our various charters, and she helped me get this together, and it's, like I said, just a part of being in line with Title I funding.
All right, thank you, Christine. Any questions from anyone? Kelly?
No questions, but just the importance of keeping these documents tight. Now with the receiving Title I, we are subject to an FPN. So just making sure that they are T's are crossed and I either thought it, so thank you.
Thank you. Steve?
No, thanks, Christine and Juana. Again, keeping strong policies is so important. So thank you for your hard work on this and keeping us going.
Dale?
Yeah, good work. I agree it's under greater scrutiny, but it's important as you grow to serve all kids.
Great. Thank you, everyone. All right, so we'll call to the vote. David, who I think is looking at Kelly.
I vote aye. David also just said that he can't get back into the meeting.
Okay. All right, so we'll just mark him down as absent then. Steve?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So it passes. Thank you. All right, so the number 15, the next scheduled meeting will be held virtually on June 11th at 4 p.m. Is that correct, Kurt?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Moving on to number 16, board comments. Any comments? I would just like to thank everyone. This was a great board meeting, and welcome aboard, Dale. We're the two newbies, but, you know, we'll be hanging in there, and we'll be leaning on everybody else here pretty much. So, excited to serve with all of you.
Steve, I have a comment.
Yeah.
I want to thank you since the last meeting here, everyone involved in this, getting this as far as it's gotten. I've always felt that wherever I've been, I would like to leave in a better place than when I started because there was nothing here. But this has really been a really valuable experience for me. I want to thank and tip of the hat to Christine and all her staff for everything they've done and working through this and getting it as far as it has. It's been wonderful. Gretchen for her hard work on policies and Moana and just the teamwork has just been fabulous. Kelly and David, thank you. It's been my pleasure to serve with you, and I know David will be working in another capacity, and Kelly, again, thank you for all you're doing, not just with us, but what you're doing with Santa Clara County also there. I know you're doing a tremendous job down there. And Kurt, your leadership has just been spectacular. Every place your footprint goes, it's just wonderful. And also Carl, who's not here, is just, and I want to acknowledge him. Because he's really an outstanding person. And finally, welcome aboard, Dale and Ricky. It's, like I said, I like to leave it in great hands. I know I'm leaving it in great hands. So just, again, in this short period of time I've been a member of this board, I want to thank everyone here, and particularly to all the staff because you're making an impact, and most importantly to the students we're all serving and helping so many students and families. So thanks again for the honor of being with you.
Well, and Steve, I think we need to say a big thank you to both you and David for your leadership and your time and your insight. I know that we have big shoes to fill, but we're really grateful that you led the charge here for the last number of years that you've been associated with the board. So thank you again for your service.
Thank you.
I would too. I echo those same sentiments and say, you know, a sincere thank you, but not a goodbye to Steve and David, and a sincere welcome aboard to Dale and Ricky. And I think that there are some amazing things ahead of us.
Thank you. Dale, any comments? I see you have a thumbs up.
Yeah, it's grateful to be a part of this team. I'm learning a ton already, and boy, you guys are super organized. I appreciate that. A very thoughtful staff and everybody involved. Looking forward to what's ahead.
Well, thank you. All right. So, with any other comments or?
Did you want to go next, Ricky, on item 17?
I'm sorry. I'm just going ahead. CEO comment.
No, thank you. This is like a dream come true. That it's hard to believe that we were just literally reaching out to Dana, you know, what, a year and a half ago, and just started this conversation and what we could possibly do. And before you know it, we were approved up in Burnville. We kicked off on July 1st, and we're not even through the first year. And my impression, if I just sit back, this is like a school that's been running for 5 or 10 years. I mean, it's just, there's so much continuity, and it's just, the culture's strong. And I think if Dana was, if I could see her right now, she's literally glowing, because we want her to shine like a rock star and bring in the best of the best. And what's so convenient is Ricky is literally right down the street from Burnville. And to have that connection, I was on a call with Dana and Ricky last week, and just the people they know, they just check the box, that they know this person, so we're in a good spot to be prepared for anything and everything. And we know it always starts at the top, and I'm excited about taking the great work that Steve has done and David moving on to our charter services organization as CEO, and really getting back to, by July 1st, hopefully we'll have a 5-person board. There's comfort with 5 people. And Ricky, you just got on the water bowl today, and you said, hey, I'm going to ride this thing. And you didn't back down. You just got right in there. So kudos to you. And again, everyone, stay healthy, stay strong, and appreciate all your work.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate that. So the next item is adjournment. I need a motion from the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will motion, Steve.
And I will second.
All right, so we have a motion and a second to close the meeting at, is that 5:34?
Yeah.
Okay, and Kelly, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Steve?
I vote aye.
Dale?
Aye.
And I vote aye. All right, good meeting, everybody.
Thank you. Great job, Richard. Great job.
Thank you.
Job, thank you.
Have a great night. Yeah.
Thanks. Have a good night. Only one more to go, Kurt.